The following segment is from NFL University on the SB Nation NFL Show, where we're discussing your favorite team. Subscribe to the SB Nation NFL Show to make sure you don't miss conversations like this one.
Taking a look at the Los Angeles Chargers, they are set at 10 games now, and this is the team, like, you know, obviously the Broncos and the Raiders both gotten much better this offseason, but the Chargers at 10 games, and Justin Herbert, in the faith that I have in Justin Herbert as a quarterback, and I think there's an argument to be made, it's like Mahomes, Allen, Herbert, in whatever order you want to put them in. The Chargers have gotten better, and I like a lot of what they've done to get better this offseason. That defensive line isn't going to be a straight-up liability this upcoming year the way that it was last season. So that's already like the biggest issue you had as a football team last season. You addressed it, and you should be much better this season. I think that's going to help them a lot. They've improved the offensive line a little bit, and they could still, I would still like to see them add some more speed maybe to get those big plays downfield. But we've seen how incredible Justin Herbert can be. Like, the Chargers are the team that I think I'm the most worried about in the AFC West when it comes to, you know, maybe dethroning the Kansas City Chiefs.
I don't know what to make of most of this division, just because there are so many additions, and I know that there's a lot of talent. Like, there's no denying that. But just because you add talent doesn't mean it's always going to work out right away. So with that in mind, I don't know, man. Ten is, like, that's a lot of wins, and not all of these teams are going to like come out of the gates just hitting on all cylinders. That doesn't happen in football. And is Derwin James going to stay healthy? Like, is that what we're banking on here? Because there's a lot of evidence that that's not going to happen. So why will it happen all of a sudden? Just because they added Khalil? Like, just because they added other players, now Derwin's going to stay healthy? Is he the best safety in the league? Probably. That doesn't change the fact that he has a significant health history, man. I think the addition of Zion Johnson, we talked about this last week, Steve, like, that is big for them. Like, he is going to make their offensive line much, much better. My comp for Herbert is Luka, and we've seen what Luka has done in the playoffs. There's nobody like him. Herbert, there's probably not going to be anybody like him in a couple of years, and he's arguably already the best quarterback. So, like, you have these outlier players where they're legitimately top three, top one at their positions. So with that in mind, talent tends to trump all. So, like, I wouldn't argue with anybody picking over 10 games, but in this division, knowing the teams that they are going to play, I don't know, man. I'm thinking – I would say under for the Chiefs, and I would say probably push for the Chargers, realistically.
I like the over. I really do.
Talk to me. Go ahead.
So these are the concerns, right, for me. Storm Norton is still playing right tackle. He shouldn't be.
And everybody else in the AFC knows that too, by the way.
Yeah, that's not a good situation. I thought that would have been addressed in the draft. Josh Palmer being your wide receiver three, little bit of a concern. I wonder if this is a team that could potentially be in play for like OBJ, just like, hey, you want to stay in Los Angeles? Like, here's a job, or like a Julio Jones or something like that. That would be interesting to me. But defensively, so much got added, man. The defensive line depth is better. It's hard to be worse than it was last year.
I was gonna say.
The bar is the floor. But the defensive line is better. You got Joey Bosa on one edge. Oh, by the way, Khalil Mack on the other edge. Right, man. Asante Samuel is going to take another step. You know, he was a rookie last year. He was good, but you just assume these guys are going to take a step. They added J.C. Jackson, Derwin James, healthy, quote unquote healthy. I like it. I really do, man. I think this team, if they were in Buffalo's situation, we would be talking about them as like the runaway favorite in the AFC too, because it's just the schedules that they're going to have to play. Right, so like I think this team is just as good as any other team.
You can listen to the rest of this conversation by subscribing to the SB Nation NFL Show wherever you get your podcasts.